This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is... Yeah, man, look at me. I am going to verify this because I can't. I know that... No. I know what day it is.
Yeah.
Because I got mixed up on something yesterday. Today... Yeah, yeah, I'm right. It is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
May 7th, 2025.
20.
Boy, wow. So, let's see.
20, man.
Think about, okay, so this is a fun thing I was thinking about on the drive-in. The drive. I took the drive-in. think about in your, and this is just maybe my own personal point of view or perspective, is that think about how long ago March was, but then think of April.
Yeah.
Now, I realize that March is further away than April, but I'm just saying March is a very, it's usually a long month because you're coming off a short month of February, yeah. And then also January is just like, you're either, there's two people in January. There's the ones that are the go-getters, and not just of resolutions, but just like, all right, new year, fresh start, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Or then you got the other people who are still pissed off at the previous year and just going to sit there and mope until like February. But then March itself is like, I don't know, it just seems so...
Like it's far away or...
Yeah. I'm not describing this well, am I? Just so far away, but like so much. And then April was like...
Boy, February was long.
Yes.
God, it seemed like it's never going to end.
Yes.
But if you look at
it. Cowboy hates Black History Month.
I mean, look.
No, he does not. He's wearing a shirt today.
It's for some reason it just drug. And now, you know what? Even though I remember it drug out, I couldn't tell you why. I don't remember why.
You just went, why?
Now we're all almost halfway through the year.
I mean, GD.
No. It flies by.
No.
Good darn.
Well, it's still.
That's too close.
Good darn is fine, but when you just do the initials. But see, now I'm going to shoot myself in the foot because somebody's going to say, yeah, well, quit saying MF then, huh?
Oh, it's Matt Man's friend, right?
It's Matt Man's friend. That's, I think I said that on Twitter or X.
What do you guys think about MF in May?
MF in May, yeah. Going to do some FBF in tomorrow? Is that coming up? Yeah. I like it. Matter of fact, the FOF line's done now. No more initials after your got yesterday.
It's been effed on
Friday.
I
actually Googled that myself, guys, and I was like, wow.
When we do that impersonation of the boss, I just see him pop up in the thought bubble. Just
you know his
his laugh.
Our boss, Mark Hendricks, he's got this look about him. And when and this is everybody. There's the genuine excitement, and then there's the, Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
He's got to move too.
He also notice when Mark is very casual and he's, you know, and again, everyone's like this where you are really excited about something or you're like, in your mind, you're like, yeah, I don't give a damn. I don't care about this. Why are you even telling me? Yeah. I'm glad you didn't sit down. You're standing there because it would have took longer. But he'd be like, all right, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
If he's got
all right. If he's heard that. Yeah.
If he's got an iced coffee on his desk, he'll ask you a question, then he'll take a sip of the coffee while you think of an answer.
Like he's very elegant in the way he sips his coffee, too. Yep. He doesn't have one finger in the air. He has four. He's holding it with one finger, pouring it in his mouth.
Do you know what he used to hate?
Well, I can't say that on the radio.
It's a long list.
I can tell.
Come on now. No, it's not.
He wouldn't really.
That dude is solid, if you ask me.
He wouldn't say anything.
I'm serious, and I'm not backtracking on anything. But the point with that is Mark hearing his name, just like really probably anybody. I'm sure when Lauper hears his name mentioned or Big Brune, any of those guys. Edith, probably. Edith, hey, what's up?
Mead.
You just kind of perk up. So right when you said that, I was like, I see his eyes. Ew. Grits his teeth. Yeah.
We wouldn't meet in his office. He's got a little cooler on the floor. And somebody, it wasn't always the same person. It was a rotation. Would sit on the cooler.
It was a rotation between two people.
And he was not like that at all. He was like,
well,
you
if
sure you
want to
grab
there,
a chair?
He sat there for long enough. Well, the way we break wind, too, but
oh my God.
You sit there long enough and it's going to burn your butt.
I don't know if the cooler works now.
I don't. I don't know that it's even in there anymore, to be honest with you.
It used to have energy drinks in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was nice.
God, it's been so long since I've been in there, for real.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
in
there.
I've seen into his office. And, you know.
I knew when you got a new studio, I'd never see you.
Well, it's like if you work at like BMW or any plant or whatever, and let's say they add a west entrance, and you don't have to drive by the security guard you've waved at for the last 11, 12 years.
Yeah.
In that casual, hey, good morning, George. How you doing? I'm good as long as I got my coffee. There's a new guy down the west entrance, and his name's Lamont.
And it's a shorter entrance.
It's a shorter entrance, but you still will either walk by or drive by and take your time, say, you know what, I'm going to go see old George. Or a lot of times you're going to be like, what's up, Lamont? And you're just going to drive in real quick. But it's that. So we are further away from the door. But what I do is on, because, you know, there is the hybrid schedule and such. On the days that I.
Which I haven't figured out.
He's also smart to park. I shouldn't say, well, who can, whatever. He parks behind the building, so you never really know if he's here.
Nope.
Unless you walk behind the building.
I don't look back there.
Which is smart. Me neither. I don't look back at all.
I try not to go that way because there are a lot of people that drive like hell through this parking lot to try to get a chicken salad sandwich real quick.
Oh, then you get stuck in the line.
I'm like, I don't want to go that way.
Or if God bless them, but the trash sanitation, whatever you call them. What did we decide?
Trash people?
That sounds so bad.
They're
that's
not
like
trashy.
Me talking about my cleaning woman. Like, what I want to give you. She didn't have an issue with it, but I was like, I don't know what. You're not a maid. It's like, she's a friend I give money to come over and clean my house.
God, that sounds worse.
I know. Yeah. It sounds like she, yeah.
So it's like a domestic technician.
When maybe? They back up that big, huge trash truck right there, which is also in a drive-thru, also where three and a half businesses are also trying to exit. That's like when they closed this road here the other day. I know the people at GE hated it. I loved it.
I did too. I didn't even look left. I just pulled out.
I didn't either.
Just waiting for a shift change in the afternoon when you're trying to leave is the worst.
Generally speaking,
you sit.
Anytime I leave here now, there's never any just pop right out. There's usually like, you're thinking in your head, who opened the gate?
Where'd y'all come from?
Some jackleg who and is staggered out just as much where you can't really, you know, worm in.
Yeah, you sit there and you'll see like three in a row. And right when you said, okay, I can go this way, and you look, oh, there's one coming that way. And then, you know, it's life. It goes back and forth with that stuff.
And I'm kind on Woodruff Road. I usually let people in because I realize I don't want to be that person.
Yeah, but you can't do it too much.
Yep, or I'll run over you.
And you also can't do it when the light is green.
Oh, no, you cannot.
That happened to me the other day. Oh, it wasn't even, I was directly behind, but the people behind me, first off, this is fun. They were like sitting on the horn. So I'm in front of them, but the real people that are slowing things down are in front of me. They're letting someone out. The light changes.
That's cool.
They're laying on the horn. So, you know, when somebody behind you blows the horn, what's the first thing you do? You look in the rear view. So I knew the chain reaction of that. So I threw my hands in the air almost like I was getting pulled over and they're telling me to get out of the car. I put my hands because I didn't want that person to think I'm the one blowing the horn. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, get out of the car right now. My hands are in the air. And then that person in front of me throws his hands in the air like he thought I was responding with a, what the?
Oh,
you know, like
no.
that hand gesture. There's some that.
You can't win.
I have nothing on me, sir, to pick you, poke you. What did Fat Boy go?
Stick me, poke me, hurt me.
I don't have any. My hands are in the air. Then there's the one of, I don't know, like the emoji. And then there's the other one with a, what the? So he thought I was doing that to him by having my hands in there. Meanwhile, two other cars get out.
Oh, yeah, they'll be the one that just cuts right in front of you because you let somebody else go.
Luckily, I did get through on the yellow.
You know what's fun is if you're sitting beside somebody at a red light and it changes and they're on the phone, you could just honk and just kind of point at them. And then you point at the light.
There's nothing wrong with a little tap. There's really not. It's why it's there. It's. I mean, why else would it be there? But laying on it, it's like, come on, man. Come on, man.
I don't. Some people are like, you know, if you're behind me, I'm not going to go any faster. If you ride my bumper, I pull over. I let him go. This is going to turn into a bad situation.
Well, and also it's you know, again, if I moved up, hell, when I go to Charlotte, I still, what is it, Mint Street that they changed the direction on?
Oh, yes,
I'm scared to even get near there because I'm like, my luck. I'm going to go the wrong damn way.
They changed the direction.
The whole thing about, and I know this particularly about, oh, here we go, but whatever. I'm a open book. State of Georgia drivers, y'all don't observe the slower traffic stay right. You don't.
You don't, and you think you're in Atlanta traffic even up here, and you're not.
No.
You can go a little faster.
I've not had any other issues with any other tags except for Georgians. And I love y'all. My grandpa was born there.
You drive like hell in Habersham County. So
you going to whole county?
Like it's the same thing up here. You going to Cornelia, you're going to drive like
hell.
Don't
talk crap about Cobb County now. Cobb County.
You live in Toccoa. We know how you drive.
Cobb County, they
you're serious.
Greer Police was in the 80s and 90s for speeding.
Cobb County, DKBG, all those down
all
there.
Of them. Look at him.
College Park.
He's Holly Paul Bubba's Park.
The cops in East Point, man, are quick.
They spent a lot of I couldn't tell you that many. You're pretty well. You used to drive all around the damn country though.
Oh yeah, cops in East Point. They got a lot of places to hide, and it's just barely outside the city. So I mean, it's packed. There's stuff everywhere. You can't really pull over.
They ever think about like figuring out? Okay, we're going to park here. You generally near an underpass, backed up off the underpass, and then map that out digitally. And then have the car wrapped with the background of where they're going to normally sit. Have it wrapped.
I just blend in?
You just literally blend right in. The only thing that...
That's dirty, kind of.
Well, I mean, backing up under a... I mean, it's dirty either way because they're hiding, essentially. And I appreciate you doing it because some of them are driving like hell. Boys and girls, thank you for doing your job the way you do it. But just what if there's some kind of new synthetic paint that you can pull in somewhere and then there's 360 cameras and it just replicates. It blends you right in like it's a Chris Angel stunt or something.
Oh, God, now it's just like turns invisible. I won't give the spot away.
That would be bad if the bad guys got them. Yeah, maybe we don't do that. Because they'll get them at their own police auctions. They'll buy those cars back, and then they'll use them to hide from the cops in the newer vehicles.
Let me get that Crown Vic back, boy. I won't give away the spot, but there's a city I pass through coming here, and the cops will hide behind the "Welcome to this city" sign, and you can see the taillight when you get up to it.
What about this?
You call a lot of people.
I don't know how your GPS works. Like mine is always on, like through my car or whatever. But I also leave it on for the little speed check ahead. I keep that on at all times.
You're a laser.
But in a weird way, so when I hear it go off, I obviously slow down. You know, I'm usually not speeding at all, but I'll slow down, and then I'm looking around, and I'll see when I get pissed. I'm like, where's it at?
Well, it will ask you to update it.
I think it's just parents who live nearby say, you know what, we're going to keep activating the speed check so they slow down because there's some slow kids around here playing.
The modern version of the 90s Fuzz Buster, they called them.
Oh, my God.
Everybody had one.
Oh, wow. Dude,
all the beeps.
My cousin bought one at Radio Shack on Wade Hampton.
And it shouldn't have been legal. You know, the cops hated it, giving away all their radar secrets and whatnot.
When I worked at that same Winn-Dixie beside there, I'd go after I'd spend my money at Oshman's or wherever, I would go into Radio Shack, and I probably bugged the hell out of people in there because I didn't know tech then like I don't know it now. And I was just in there, you know,
asking a million questions.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Those poor people, they never, like, told me to get out or anything.
Why are you here?
Go hang out in Eckerd's, kid.
God, Oshman's, man, was great. You could...
Well, it wasn't Oshman. It was called Sports Unlimited. It was on Wade Hampton right there beside the Estate Roadhouse. No, it's Texas Roadhouse. I didn't want you to sit there trying to guess.
You go to Oshman's, be like, I'm going to go play some ball. You and about 50 other people on a half court trying to play.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit the tennis. Okay, well, there's 30 people in here with rackets.
I think what they realized, though, is anchoring that to a mall, and you're also going to have – that was at a time when, you know – and I don't know now, but, like, you know, big groups of kids go to the mall and just walk around. I feel like they don't want to walk that much. I don't – maybe no. They just sit and people walk by them now, but
– film videos.
I think that's your inviting – is this free to play basketball? I mean, you look at Dave and Buster's. You pay them like $4 to do it.
Yeah.
They were just giving away free basketball. They had the indoor racquetball.
Yep.
That you could just go in there and do it.
Golf.
Hey, I'm thinking about taking up racquetball. Mind if I go in here for 30 minutes? I just came out of your bathroom for 20.
There would be more kids at the mall now if you had those, what do you call the places you go to just to film videos? They got different rooms.
Yeah, Yeah.
Whatever.
The influencer museums or whatever. I don't know this. The ones where it looks like you're upside down and all that stuff. It's kind of cool. Ass. Now it's like AI. Okay.
So you got 800 million people all filming the same pose in the same room.
But when you see them online, at least I do, I kind of magic eye. Like I cross my eyes to figure out, where are they really standing at?
What's going on in here?
Because one of them's going this way and the other one's standing upright, I think. Or are they laying down and they're standing upside down? Are they walking on their hands, Paige?
I hope so.
What a bunch
what?
Of junk.
That's really cool if they can.
God, you ain't kidding. If you could walk on your hands, I'd be looking like that dude from Police Academy in two big old, whatever you call them.
Your rap moves and your
my rap
break dancing would be a heck
be
of a lot better
like
if you can do that.
All-time bushwhacker. My hands in that one frozen position.
Yeah, you're licking people in the head. You know how you really, if you got a bar that, you know, is going to really sell out, you better have an ivy wall that people can take pictures in front of. That's a big selling point.
But you have to have your name in neon with that specific font.
Got to.
I think they call it the Temu font.
This is going to get a lot of pictures.
It used to be called the Amazon font. Now it's the Temu font. And I think it's going to be the Amazon font again.
Yeah, probably.
I'm glad guys don't pose for pictures like women do. Because they'll literally put their faces together, cheek to cheek, and it looks like the cover of a porn movie.
Or that look where, again, I've made fun of it for years.
Pooch the lips out.
I've even, the lip pooching, now it's all real. They're not pooching anymore. It's all full of filler.
Yeah.
The one where, it's always funny to me. Models would never smile because it caused wrinkles or they want to be, you know, debonair and all this stuff, you know, just look at the camera with their spirit. But girls are, they have the look of, the photographer just said a extremely funny story, or they, behind them, they are each thumbing themselves.
Ooh,
in the rear end.
Surprise look.
Whoa.
Whoa! Like, this is that look of, ha!
Watch that, yeah, that.
Ha!
Just pause and a laugh.
With the teeth
they Chris
like
Rock
that?
Laughing, and it just, ha!
Like the bit they do on SNL where they're doing Trump and then he'll mess with everybody. I bet you wish you could move right now.
Maybe that's why I have no game. I'm not making silly faces.
Well, you don't. You need like 30 friends per picture. So
you put a hot picture up yesterday, if I may say that, with a compliment and a non-sexual way. I thought it was very attractive.
Let's take this shirt off next time.
I noticed within like 3 minutes, Party Man Dan also agreed. That was fun. What's up, PMD?
See if you can juggle them for us.
The jiggling, baby. Go ahead, baby. Hey, baby. All right. That was weird.
That's kind of strange.
Lordy, lordy. So, best damn audio today. And we Fatboy said he did not want to call it a battle. It's not a competition.
No, but this is going to be a first off the air because we got a cut situation. We got to figure out what's going to get cut, which usually doesn't happen. There are a lot of possibilities.
We got to cut?
Yeah, we got to cut some.
Oh.
So we'll get together and decide what to cut.
I don't want to know yours. Okay. You mean I'll pick one of mine to remove?
If we each do that, it'll probably work out.
Okay. That's fine. I don't want to hear yours. I like the genuine reactions.
So I can't talk about them ever.
Yeah, but I mean.
And I hate that. I need you to change.
Look. Watch. I'm going to go step out of the room real quick. Okay. You give everybody a little tease of yours, and then I'll do the same when I come back.
All okay.
Right. Tell me when.
Or is I got a clip of a dog who just ruined a great cup of coffee.
Okay.
And it is hilarious. All right, you can knock on the door now.
Okay, cool. I did not hear any of that.
Real quick one. It was a good quick one.
Real good quick one?
Yeah.
All right, I like awesome. That. That's good.
So, I just got to remember to play it.
Make sure that's not one you cut. It's like Pedro's headlines coming up next, and then we never do the story. That's nice, a shot on us over talking. So it's not a battle anymore. What about the best damn audio buffet?
You know what? That could work.
The best damn audio buffet.
That's somewhat alliteration.
It's all you can laugh. Some funny stuff today. All right. Paige, what is up in the Plex? I'll give you them phone numbers here in a minute.
Well, we've got some shocking news about a Motown legend who is facing sexual misconduct. And the complaint obtained by the people that made the allegations, they didn't want to go through with it for fear of something would happen to their livelihood. So we'll get into this story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Holy moly. Mm. Is it one of the Pips? Is it a Commodore? Please, not a Commodore.
I was very surprised to hear who it was.
Oh, really? Oh, is it a known?
Very well known.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Wow.
You could probably say damn near the anchor of the whole movement of a certain genre.
Barry Gordy?
You're not that far off.
Terry Gordy.
Not Bam Bam, rest in peace.
All right, we'll get the answer
next.
They
were cousins.
Good morning. They were not. Good morning.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with a shocking story about a Motown legend. And here we go. 85-year-old. You want to just guess?
I think I know, but I don't want to give it away. Is it Smokey Robinson?
Yes.
Wow.
Smokey.
I know.
Because when I said Barry Gordy and Fatboy said close, I mean, who else would it be? If it's like the opposite, like female version, I would say Diana.
Yeah. He would be the number two, right, that you would go to?
Yeah, yeah. Or, as far as still living, at least, yeah.
R-I-S-P-E-C-T.
Oh, she's dead too, though, Aretha. Yep.
But not only that, the complaint.
R-A-E-T-H-A.
That's funny. The complaint shows that the women involved were unwilling to report the alleged actions to the authorities. Because they were afraid of losing their livelihood, and they did not want to face public embarrassment.
I get that. That's what sucks about all of it. Because it's like,
once
you're opening your life to all this, especially when it's a high profile person. But
yeah.
So in these situations, a lot of times the victim is victimized several times through the media and then in the courts.
Yeah.
But like, you know, when you. A lot of states want to remove the statute of limitations when it comes to this stuff, but okay, it's servicing one party, but it's not fair to the other. Like, how do you prove?
Well, like, ask yourself this. If you robbed a bank 22 years ago, and then all of a sudden that security guard from that bank saw you at the Anderson Jockey Lot, of all places, and he called his...
God, that's perfect. That's where I would be if I robbed a bank.
I know you would. You'd go spend it all in one weekend.
Go shopping.
And
it's Mecca.
Just because... He's saying, hold on now. That's so good. God, that's a gut laugh right there.
They probably got it.
But so, like, the statute of limitation, and plus, like, a lot of times, like, the thing that happened to me when I was a kid, I never thought about it as anything not odd, but just like it never hit me really till my adult life. And even then, I only told a handful of people that would even have mattered. And it was not family, so I just want to lay that out there.
Some people say they don't want to go through the process of, you know, the legal process of going after the person, having to relive the whole thing.
But yeah.
There's got to be some of that, right? If you're going to go accuse somebody, you have to go through some stuff.
Yeah, but I'm sure if Doohickey, what's his name? The guy that pretended to be, Smollett.
Oh, you Jussie.
Yeah. Did he get in trouble for admitting that he faked that fake racism thing that he... alleged happened?
I think he did, but some people still aren't convinced that it was, you know. Fake.
See, that's something that's so high profile. Had that been true, like, that's something that can, like, progress stuff really fast. And that's really, that's like fire in the theater.
This is where Me Too started to splinter off and kind of lose credibility because there were accusations that ended up being unfounded.
Yeah.
There were a lot of them.
There's things that probably were consensual that ended up being, you know, like this person had sex with me and he wasn't any good type of stuff came out.
Well, I mean,
then we learned assault's a real broad term.
Assault. Oh, yes. Well, yeah, for sure. The term abuse is very broad.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it is. It's not just physical, it's mental,
verbal.
It's sensual.
Well, here's the story. 85-year-old Smokey Robinson and his wife Frances are facing sexual misconduct allegations. And four former housekeepers are suing them for sexual battery, assault, false imprisonment, gender violence, creating a hostile work environment.
What is gender violence?
I don't know.
Does that mean like, that's strange. So is this like they were trying to like coerce the maid into there for a threesome with Smokey? And
that's what was so surprising. Not the fact that it was Smokey, but his wife was allegedly in on it too.
Yeah.
But Miss Smokey.
I'm going to Google, like, what is gender assault? It sounds like somewhat Mary Jo Buttafuoco did.
So they're seeking at least $50 million in damages. And the women work for Smokey and Frances between the years of 2012 and 2024.
Okay, so this is real recent, the one.
So their claims, they each claim to have been raped by Smokey multiple times during their employment.
And
say that they had let him or they'd lose their jobs for fear of their status in this country.
Oh, boy, that goes way further.
Yeah.
So if you're here, okay, I'm not going to ask
you. You found out what it was?
Well, so I don't understand it. I'll just read it as is. Gender-based violence may include physical, sexual, emotional, psychological, and financial abuse or threats of abuse. People of all genders, sexual orientations, and gender identities may experience gender-based violence. But women and girls are impacted the most. So why even say gender-based? Just call it violence. I don't know. It just seems too wordy. It leaves you kind of like, do what?
I think I've definitely been financially abused.
Oh, y'all, Lord, don't even go there.
I've been financially, I ain't gonna say that.
So Jane Doe number 4.
Yeah.
Right here, my friend. Yes, sir.
Is identified as a former housekeeper who also was his wife's personal assistant, cook, and hairdresser.
Okay, here's what I'm going to ask, and I'm going to quit preempting this with, hey, this ain't what I mean, but this is what it's going to sound like, is that what if you're here illegally, and then that happens, and they're like, if you don't do this, we'll call, I mean, just being honest, call ICE. Yeah. You can't, you are literally... I'm not saying that. I'm absolutely not saying that that's right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, wow.
That's the ace of spades of blackmail.
Boy, you ain't kidding.
It's right up there.
God.
According to the allegations, they also claim that Frances, his wife, knew what was going on and didn't do anything to stop it. And they also claim that Frances was a horrible boss.
Oh, I've seen that both of those movies.
Now, couldn't she claim that, okay, I didn't stop it because, well, maybe I was in fear of my husband for whatever reason.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's where, but again, it's what's good. The House of Cards with, I've never seen that show, but the House of Cards with the Diddy case is going to be pew, pew, pew. Because if you were there and you ever blogged about it or did a, like, Cat Williams, he will somehow, they'll be like, all right, how did you know all this was happening? You were telling everyone, but how did you know? And then, if so, all these people that were there, whether they were a caterer, whether they were a hooker, or a videographer, whatever, like, you saw it, knew, but didn't say anything, like, I mean, that's just the way it works.
Complicit. The internet says Smokey is worth $40 million, so they're trying to bankrupt him.
That seems low.
I thought so, too.
But they didn't, like, Berry Gordy, like, financially, those artists.
He might have snorted all his away, too.
I mean, like, they, like, look up Diana Ross real quick. I bet you it's nothing what it should be. Like, even after Motown, like, they really, same way they did early country music.
Oh, wow, you want to guess?
Well, now the way you say that, I'm going to say 100.
North.
Wow. How much? Yeah,
$250 million.
Okay, good for you, Lady Diana. Damn.
That's the royalties.
She's getting that Supreme money.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Let's see, that old Barry spells his name the wrong way, but let's see. All right, this ain't right.
Now you know why Berry Gordy's son didn't want to come on and call himself by his real name when he put out his one song? He's like, I'm Rockwell.
$400 million.
Oof. For who again?
Berry Gordy.
Well, exactly. There you go. Yeah. I mean, that's
That would be a more accurate than this other article's got him less than Diana Ross, and that makes no sense.
No, it doesn't at all. That doesn't at all. Wow, man. Well, all right. Interesting.
That is crazy.
Meaning this like a Mark Hendricks meeting where he doesn't know anything else. What? All right, interesting.
Two doors down.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about Smokey?
Yeah. Did you guys watch wrestling this week? He knows now. Like, I'm always too, Fat Boy, the same way, like 2 or 3 days behind or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I want to watch it. Let's go have a viewing party with Mark on the next pay-per-view. That'd be fun.
I got to wait until the fast-forward scrubber is not available until a couple days after.
Especially on the damn Netflix one.
Yep.
That sucks, because if you tune in, you can't go back. You just got to sit there and just, mm-mm.
I ain't watching. You got
I'm not. I'm not going back. So no. You're losing that whatever time period. All right, Netflix, if you're listening. Fat Boy, what is listen up in sports? Us. Thank you, Paige.
We've got some Shedeur Sanders news to pass along to you. We got his number now. He changed his number, his football number. Yeah, good news.
Oh, good.
I don't know how it's going to translate exactly to his pocket, but it might. Kind of a surprising note as far as that goes. When some numbers go as far as Shedeur goes.
Let me ask you something. In that vein of talking about father-son, stuff like that, was Bronny James a good college basketball player?
Decent. He was only in college for a year. But he tears up the G League. I mean, he puts up big numbers, but, you know.
But no reason that he should be a Laker or even in the NBA? Shrugs. I don't know, but it doesn't look like it at all. It's like you're literally here because your dad is LeBron James.
I mean, pretty much. He probably shouldn't have got drafted, but he went in the second round.
But Shedeur is awesome. I know it's two different sports, but this is not like, you know, Brett and Bob Boone here. We're talking about Griffey Jr., Griffey Sr.
Shador's not exactly mobile. And there's a lot that came out about him as far as, like, he's just disengaged.
He doesn't have that Dion kind of charisma, does he?
Well, he's got a huge entourage, too, and he checks out a lot.
Yeah,
it's that generation combined with money.
I hate that show, too. All right. What's up, Turtle? All right, we'll get into some sports next. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Shedeur Sanders went to the fifth round, picked by the Browns, who have five quarterbacks. in their quarterback room right now. Now that Sean's going to miss most of the year and probably not going to play. Might not be a Brown again. They might try to find a way to get off that money. It's going to be a lot of dead cap money. But you got five quarterbacks. They drafted Shadur anyway. And his jersey, which he was number two at Colorado, that got retired. Look, it makes sense retiring Travis Hunter's number because he won a Heisman Trophy. And Rashawn Salaam won a Heisman Trophy. They retired his number.
But it's so hard to do that in college sports because there's so many. You can't retire them all. Like we said with Clemson, if you retired 1, 2, and 4.
Especially 10. That's Bull wearing Taj Boyd. Like, yeah. Who do you pick?
Or 0 even.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So he's going to be number 12, Shadur.
That's the opposite of his dad.
Yep. He's already got the top jersey to sell among drafted rookies. Don't know what that means as far as his pocket goes.
Big Brown, if you're listening, let us know. He knows like, all draft things.
I'm sure they get a cut of it, but I don't know when they get a cut or how much he would get. But
you didn't know prior to Neil deal. Well, no, that you're a pro at that point. So
yeah,
he's probably getting that Panini money.
A lot of people are saying still Shadur. You know, a lot more stuff's coming out about his preparedness is not there. Might have an attitude problem.
Remember, we were talking about that off the air. It is what it is. Like, it's no longer just being excellent on the field or on the court. It's about can you be sold, meaning endorsement, being in little cameos and movies and stuff. Like, you just got to have that. And that's why it sucks for foreign players when they come here. It's like, wow, you're freaking awesome, but you don't speak a lick of English, and you're not going to get commercials and stuff.
That's right.
I mean, now – Big Poppy, though, he's great. Like, and also Pedro Martinez. I enjoyed him on there the other night doing his freaking salsa dancing and stuff. Like, it's fun. But, yeah, long scheme, you can't be an introvert in that way and go the full five-star route.
He no-shows meetings. That's a part of why Nakamura struggled in WWE. He never really learned English.
Yeah.
Not enough to cut a good promo.
Yeah. No, yeah. And
same
like,
with Asuka.
Well, I was going to say Asuka the same way.
Yeah, you just fell in the mix.
Now, when like, what's her name? I want to do this. Come on, she's the damn world champion.
Oh, you're talking about Io Sky?
I kept wanting to call her Shohei Ohtani.
I usually fly through her stuff.
Dude, what, man, she's great. She is wonderful. But also when she speaks, it's just a very enjoyable sound.
Yeah.
Not in like a sexy way. It's just like, I enjoy that. That's very, I like that.
I tell you, wrestling's got an issue to where you got too many people. Now, you know, the boys like it because they always say, well, there's a place to work, but there's too many of you.
Well, Braun Strowman got fired the other day.
Yeah, so like, you know, where's he going to drift to?
He's retired. He said he's done.
I don't blame him. Probably made a good, he's probably what, in his 40s? Early 40s?
Looks it.
And, you know, probably made a good chunk of money, so.
You hope.
Do something else, you know. Like, be a stuntman.
I mean, yeah, what do you fall back on? Like, I could see him doing, if they bring back First and Ten, he could be Ogre. Or something. Not Ogre. Was his name Ogre? It's the same guy. Played Revenge of the Nerds. Was that Ogre? That same guy. He was a former NFL player.
Dang it, who was it?
Not Matusak, because that was damn Sloth.
Baby Roo? Baby Roo?
Baby who? Rocky Hood?
It's wiggling.
I want to hear him go through like a freaking Brewster's drive-thru.
Rocky, old, what do you want? Snooker?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, it was a different time. You could make fun of people back then with those things.
Yeah.
Okay, we will take a break. Did we say that we were going to go that same route? Because we got a ton of response about all the different advice segments from yesterday's show, the All Advice Show, but one specifically, and I was like, I think we should, not in a rehashing way, but like read some of these because a lot of things y'all brought up, I didn't even think about at the time when it came to Prom Mom.
You want
to
dive into? I got a couple of refreshers for you too.
So. Okay. All right. So
people didn't like her.
Well, you know what though? As several people pointed out that we'll get to, she was being very honest and saying what a lot of people don't say, but there's a reason why they don't say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Might be a little creepy too.
Are you saying your son's a 9 and the girls are a 2? Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. We'll get into that next. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.